came out when I was probably about 5. Yeah. But you know, we didn't miss it because we'd never seen it. You just watched TV, all these westerns and stuff. And so everything was in black and white. You didn't think nothing of it.
Yeah, look how much that's changed.
And God, color came out. And then now when
now you have 500
shows,
channels. You've got everything on it nonstop.
Wow.
High dynamic range color.
And the TV would go off like at midnight or 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that.
They play the.
That concludes our broadcasting day. Have the picture of the flag waving. Oh, my God. Dude, it was time for bed.
And then it was
you
like.
You didn't have any more TV.
Yeah, and then it was.
Yeah, white noise.
All fucking night.
Fall asleep, you wake up, and
you got this. Yeah, you wake up in the middle of the night, fucking Poltergeist is playing.
Yeah.
That was the only thing on TV. Salt and pepper. I remember sitting
white
there
noise.
Looking at trying to like see stuff in the snow.
White noise.
Yeah, watch the snow.
That was cool.
Yeah, those days are fucking history.
Yeah, big time, man. Big time.
The way them days are coming back.
People had a lot more respect
world
for each
EMP
other
goes
back
off
in
and
days
just
too.
Disintegrates all electronics and technology.
That's one thing for sure. Teachers definitely have the respect. Principal, you got sent to the principal's office. Fuck, man.
Dude, I got spanked by the principal. What do
you
mean? They smacked me with a fucking board.
I never got in trouble and never had to go to the principal.
I never really
but
did either.
I got in trouble a lot.
Even up until 2002 when I graduated, Cloudcroft is the only school around here that still SWATs. And that's a high school. They're not afraid. You get in trouble, they take you and they got that big ass long wooden board.
Yeah.
Whack.
Smack you on the ass, yeah.
Hey dude, listen to this. When I was in the 8th grade, some boys got caught peeking through the dressing room at the swimming pool.
1902.
And the girls changing. And none of the boys would say who did it. Because it was the popular guys that did it or whatever.
Yeah.
And so the gym teacher and the principal took them all into the...
They all got SWATs.
Yeah, into the woodworking shop or whatever. And I mean, those boys, each one of them came out holding their ass with tears running down their cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got like 3 SWATs with this fucking board.
So they all
got the punishment, you know.
Fuck, man, I love that movie.
I'll never forget that, man. Some of the big dudes that we always thought would never cry, right? They're coming out, they got tears running down their cheeks. Not that their asses were red, but shit, if you used to do that today, oh my God. That's what's wrong with this world today, all these little fucking millennials running around. Debbie's son is one of them. Little shit.
Giving
her a pain in the ass.
But at the same time, Debbie lets you get away with it, too.
Exactly. And I told her, I said, you have coddled that kid for way too long.
It's kind of hard for
him.
It's hard to fucking work when you can't even drive because you have a freaking seizure. You need to be a little more empathetic of others.
Well, I understand that. I'm saying the system I don't understand. I'm not berating him. Forget
that. You were berating him.
Well, he's 27. I just don't understand how.
You know, Debbie, you understand perfectly well.
No, I mean as far as Social Security disability, what he's getting. It's based on what you worked and paid in. It's what Social Security is. And when I asked
it's all a scam.
When I asked
quit believing in it, Mom.
Would change when I turned 65, they said nothing because of your disability is drawing your Social Security.
Well, he is drawing future.
It's still the same government. I mean, in actuality, we're lucky we even have Social Security at all.
Very true.
It's all fucking play money anyway.
We're lucky we have anything.
Well, you know, if we hadn't paid it in, it wouldn't have been there. I mean,
it ain't there to start with, even in its particular... wish work could get back to me. But let me see. Viviana should actually be at home. Hey, Mom, can you text Viviano and ask him what our password is for our router?
The router or the modem?
It's the modem and a router. It's...
Oh.
It's a device. I know it's...
For the router?
For the CenturyLink modem. I think he set something up different when he was here. We'll test how good his memory is.
He's like, bing!
Oh, dude, frickin' Bibiano's like Wile E. Coyote super genius, man. That guy... I've been studying electricity since he left. And the more I study, the more I realize how brilliant that fucker is, because, you know, it, like, his level of awareness of how that stuff works is, like, it's mind-boggling, you know, and now I'm like, shit, I wish I could ask him all those questions. Well, I guess I can, you know, if we had the internet.
We lived without it before. It's like, but what you got a taste of it.
It's, well, it really has become a utility. Because that
everything relies on it pretty much.
Well,
now.
Everything is connected. Your bank, I mean, everything.
That's what we were saying. Everything relies on it at some point nowadays.
Yeah, you can't buy anything. Everything's a computerized.
The technology and society have been weaving in and out.
They need to do more about securing the frickin' grid.
The grid? What do you mean?
You know, like they say, an MP, what do they call us?
An NP? A no problem drops in.
I can shoot up a...
It's called an electronic... electromagnetic pulse.
Yeah.
Well, if the sun does an EMP, you're kind of SOL no matter what you try to prepare for on the way our grid system is right now, Mom. That's, we don't need to replace, we don't need to worry about the grid. We need to worry about our individual places and bring ourselves off grid. But it's actually, it's more like a microgrid. Problem is right now is we have these big giant monopolies that sit out there in their little silo and keep building these expensive machines.
Are you talking about, okay, I'm
talking about the modem.
No, I know. I'm texting Viv.
I know. The modem from CenturyLink.
I said, hey, Viv, we need your help. Do you know the password that you guys set up on the modem?
The admin password.
The what?
Administrator. Because I have this memory, but it could have been a different modem. I don't know. We tried the password on the back.
The password that you guys set up on the administrator modem.
The factory one is not working. But, you know, Biz is going to be like, I've been gone 4 years and you guys still ask me shit
right
about...
I'm going to say, don't yell at me.
Bev!
How do you spell modem? M-O-T-E-M?
No.
M-O-D-E-M.
M-O-D-E-M-Y. Please call and try. Modem mouse.
Okay, the factory one's not working. Is that what you told me to say?
The fact.
I said, do you know the password that you guys set up on the administrator modem?
You guys know the administrator.
No. Do you know the administrator password, not do you know the modem for the administrator?
The way you word it makes a difference in that.
And that's why you'd be yelling at me through the thing.
And that right there is a generational difference.
God, I must be fucking stoned. You know
admin, A-D-M-I-N. Do you know the admin pass?
Do you know?
Oh my God.
Right off of square one.
Do you know? Do D-O.
Oh, hey, Biff, we need your help. Do you know the...
Do you know the password?
The...
Admin.
Admin cat modem password.
No, not... It's not...
Admin password
for the modem. The admin... And it's not ad man, it's admin, M-I-N. Welcome to the Boots and Pants Technical Support Help Hotline.
How does this sound?
You know what's funny too is I get what's
like. I know, this is, that's exactly, I'm like, hey, we're at work with Blaze.
Listen to me, he's going to go to bed probably. It says, hey, Ben, we need your help. Do you know the administrator password for the modem?
Hey!
There you go.
Ding, ding, ding.
Like
winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Don't yell at me. I can hear you from there.
I can hear you from there. And if you are going to yell at me, yell the password. I just like firing off random shit like that to across the planet.
So my day is officially been made.
That was hilarious.
Thank you. Thank you, Bam.
The gift for today.
He'll say, do you know that I'm sleeping?
We should have let you.
No, he turns his phone off when he goes to bed.
So. We should have let you send the first three quests. Quest replies.
Oh, wait a minute. It probably ain't letting me send it.
Why? Because you ain't got no internet?
Maybe.
I thought you were sending it from your phone.
My phone? I can't even like, see them. And the phone don't have internet either.
Yeah, it does. It's part of your data plan with your phone line.
No. I have Verizon.
No, you have Cricket.
Or Cricket, yeah.
And it includes data.
I don't think so.
Yes, yours and Mike's phones are smartphones. They both have data plans, Mom.
Mike can get the internet on his phone?
Yeah. So can you. That's what it's...
But my phone's Debbie's iPhone. Mike's is not an iPhone.
It's an Android. They're both supercomputers in your pocket. It don't matter what flavor they are.
He does not have the internet on his phone. I can guarantee you.
You can guarantee me?
I think so.
I'm possibly secure in this idea. I know for... Well, I better ask him.
58% of me.
Now you got 8% lying to you.
Well, let me call him and find out.
Why don't you send him an email?
Use the Wi-Fi.
Hey, Michael.
ShouterNet. It was like yesterday I used SneakerNet. Rourke snuck up with the little thing with his sneakers and handed it to me. That was what we used before the internet.
He's very quiet. He's very stealth.
Oh, he can't hear you because he's got his TV on.
Yeah, but I mean, the dogs don't even bark till he's like opens the door.
Oh, you're talking about Rourke.
Rourke, yeah.
No, sneaker net doesn't mean about sneaking up on you.
Oh.
It's sneaker net.
Joining county
A what?
What?
A what? I didn't.
A methamphetamine lab.
Breaking Bad?
Yeah. In an old farmhouse in the adjoining county, and he asked me a rhetorical question. Why didn't we have a drug problem when you and I grew up? I replied, I had a drug problem when I was young. I was drugged to church on Sunday morning. I was drugged to church for weddings and funerals. I was drugged to family reunions and community socials, no matter what the weather. I was drugged by my ears when I was disrespectful to adults. I was also drugged to the woodshed when I disobeyed my parents, told a lie, brought home a bad report card, did not speak with respect, spoke ill of the teacher or the preacher, or if I didn't put forth my best effort in everything that was asked of me. I was drugged to the kitchen sink to have my mouth washed out with soap. It just goes on and on. You drug all these places. Yeah, we had a drug problem.
You know, it's funny to me that the ones that talk about how great their childhood is, the same ones that made all the kids that they're complaining about.
We all couldn't wait to grow up and get those.
It's like, wait. You're saying your upbringing was great, but everybody's screwed up now. Wait, didn't you just fucking raise those ones? So what the fuck are you complaining about? Are you complaining about yourself? Is that what's the problem is?
Somebody fucked up big time.
Nah, I think it's also been purposefully engineered to separate the family and the people and the... Like, the mom and pop shop being absorbed and eaten by the giant shark, you know, box shops. But the funny thing is then the box shops are getting eaten by the Amazon River.
it's a
that is going to be eaten by the robots that are going to eat us. So
exactly.
It's a big food chain.
Big plan. Yeah. I was reading a thing the other day, a headline said that AI is more dangerous than North Korea.
Artificial intelligence right now is...
At least, North Korea backed their ass off for a little while. Got a little fat fuck, don't know what the hell he's doing, right? He's ass blown up.
Well, try using a little more judgment instead of compassion, Mom. That always helps.
Huh?
So try using a little more judgment and less compassion. That always helps for peace.
I shouldn't have any thoughts on that.
You just called him a fat little fuck that doesn't know what he's doing.
He is what he is.
Or he is what you're perceiving him to be.
In this lifetime, he's a little shit.
Someone needs to wipe that. Wipe that ass. So does that make him the... Does that make him the butthole of the world right now? Hey, quit being a butthole.
If you notice, he's the only fat one in the entire thing of every time you see people. Everybody else, the soldiers, the people around him, all of them, they're all little skinny farts. He's the only fat one.
He's a fat shit, they're a skinny fart. You've been watching Leahy too much on Trailer Park Boys.
Observation when I
see shit storm with a shit rope. Going shit uphill without a shit paddle.
Shit for brains, man.
Yeah, I feel like Neo in the Matrix falling asleep and this thing's just scanning and scanning. It's like, follow the white rabbit. I'm gonna take the red pill. And then I woke up and I'm here still. Do you see my painting outside? What about the stacked stones?
Well, I mean, honestly, you've scanned all your shit. You didn't find anything on it. All of your drives, all of your stuff.
I think it was a false flag on there something, or
so.
Something going bad with that router.
Either it's in the router itself, in the modem that it's stuck in. Or it's something that got flagged on their side and they're just...
Well, the fact... Mom, we're solving the, we're you got to narrow down. You don't want to call a guy that just has a script of what he's going to do when you can figure out all those steps ahead of time and solve it rather than if...
Provide him with some kind of direction.
I need to narrow down and eliminate all the possible situations. So, you don't need to backseat couch tech this one, Ma.
We got this.
But
unless the fact messages you with the password, then you yell it to us.
Yeah. But the fact that this thing.
That means your message should not go to Bibiano.
Well, I texted Kathy. Well, I don't think that one's her either. I should call her. See if I could use her Wi-Fi.
If you text her on your phone, it'll go through, Bob.
That's true. She always texts me.
That's because she has a phone. That's her computer. Most people can... She's doing good. She's getting ready to go on her trip. I'm going to check her mail this weekend for her. I was going to offer to take, you know, let her little dogs out. Because I can just easily yell, Sam! Sammy! Get in here, Sammy! You want a bacon strip? Because I walked up saying that. She started laughing. I'm all, Sammy!
It's so funny and I...
I was like, no wonder your dog's fat, man. Every time it goes out to crap, you shove more food in its face.
Priming for the next visit.
Oh, man. So I told her my new ideas on her little doggy exit park, and I'm gonna make it two story with a little doggy spot underneath that they can lay in, because with that CNC router that Rourke and I are getting, we can custom cut plywood and also engrave in it. So I told her I was gonna make a little fairy doghouse for them, and then Rourke told me last night. That he found an open source project that we can put face recognition on the door so that only her dogs can go in. Cats won't be able to go in there. I can actually train the door to recognize her dogs. And so I'm going to put an Arduino board on it. And that solar panel that she gave me, I asked him if that was enough power, and he looked at the specs on it, and he's like, oh, hell. He said, we could run an array of of them with this much power. And I said, okay, I'll get a smaller solar panel. But I said, I want to do an... That's funny. I'm going to build a Internet of Things for her dog releasey door. But it'll all be on board, so it doesn't need to connect to the Internet. I am at a bit of an impasse because this right here appears to be, if somebody was able to log into that and change something on that router, who knows? That's where the freaking problem could actually be, is in their router. You know, if we owned our own router, but I don't know. I guess you can buy routers like that.
Isn't there a way to reset the password?
Yeah, I pushed the hard red button in the back, and it didn't do shit. Reset.
Like, through the company.
Well, that's pretty much my next step. I might have to call them because they're in other...
Have them do a reset or something on
it. They can't... It's a local... This right here is a local piece of hardware. That's not an account in their system. That's a piece of hardware in my living room. But if somebody else was able to access it... I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
I love it when you walk in the house, it's nice and warm, and you're like, oh God, it feels good in here. Now, see, none of the coolers are on. Look how quiet it is.
This one's on over here.
Oh, is it?
You're just listening to your oxy machine. It's all...
Yeah, that's like a noise.
Do a favor and say, Luke.
Luke, I am your mother. Empire's strong with this one. All right, for the 700,000th time, let's try to log into the password.
G, capital Y, 9, V, U, 3,
Y. No winner of any chicken dinner. I think we found the problem.
What?
I think the problem is the modem. I can't even log into it. We reset it using all of Rourke's magic, and maybe we're not doing the spell right.
So how do you retrieve that information?
I'm gonna take it out and hit it with a big hammer and tell them it's broken.
Replace it.
These guys show up. Actually, you know what? I'll go kick the box out there and make everybody's broken. House call. Hey, while you're here, you got any extra modems? Mine seems to be, though, on the fritz. Farfignugan is the Rugen. No winner, winner, chicken dinner for today. Yeah. Whenever stuff like that happens and it kicks me offline, I always look at it as the universe going, hey, look, there's this other world out here. You should check it out, man. It's pretty fucking cool. I spent like a billion years setting it up for you, but, you know, look over here. Flowers. Wow, look, ants. Look, there's a whole universe right in your face.
That's why I went to the lake. I got plenty of bugs and ants
she doesn't understand why it doesn't show water. Up because her daughter was just there and it worked for her. But that's
well, in that case, it should definitely work.
She was in the house. Maybe if I was out on the porch, it might work. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the problem. You're a little too far away.
But the other ones that we're picking up are further away, so maybe her house is a Faraday cage. I live in a Faraday cage. No Wi-Fi, can I get raged? Ah. Thank goodness for having clients that pay for an iPhone for you so that you still got interwebs when the whole...
That's why I got my console. You don't need the internet to play games.
Right. Yeah, I still got plenty of games I could be playing. Well, and now that I know my PC's clean, I can go do some VR driving. I've been itching to get back in the... freaking cockpit and run some laps. Wow! No interwebs for you, sir. I guess we got,
Until work gets here and figures out the problem.
Yeah.
That says, hey, it's your modem.
Yeah.
And then we have
I could drop kick it and we can figure the same.
Hey,
the modem.
No, it's their modem.
Centrally,
yeah, it's. We probably pay for it 10 times.
Oh,
yeah, that. that's why I only use that to serve the Airport Extreme, because the Wi-Fi on that thing's just trash taco sauce, man. Trying to cure this longer for Deverino. It's some of Cindy's stuff, but it always comes out like lawn because they never cure it for the full extended appropriate time. Well, I can give Michael his pooters back. I feel like I'm in the Matrix, all these freaking screens around me.
I wonder why you had so many different things all crammed up over there.
Yeah. Thank you for calling Arrowstick Technical Support. All of our operators are high right now, so they will help you immediately. After these messages, we'll be right back. Well, yeah, my poor MacBook. That's the universe's way of getting my attention. And
to another MacBook?
No, I'm not. I'm definitely not dropping another $4,000 on a MacBook anytime soon. That was crazy 5 years ago. But, shit. I made way more than $4,000 off of it, and the $4,000 that I paid for it, I actually got the guy to... He ordered the machine for me as the payment so that I could do the project. So I got the machine, and the very first job I did in a month paid for the machine. So it's been free ever since, and creating incomeronis. And now it's taking a nap. I went to put the bait on, and it's done it before where when it will reboot.
Can I close
after
that scan thing, or should I
just close it? It's done. There ain't nothing on any of our systems. But I've been threatening to freaking just format the thing and start fresh, like when the new iOS comes out. Or when the new iOS and the new OS finally hit this time, because that'll be the third operating system on that in the last 4 years. Let me see. Yeah, at least the third, maybe the fourth. But realistically, I need to tear that thing open and blow out 5 years worth of desert. There's probably cactus growing in there. That's why it's all like. I used to mine freaking Dogecoin on that thing. Dogecoin. I had the thing for months in the wintertime. I had it sitting in the window, cranking nonstop. With its butt out the window so it'd stay cold, and just burning that thing 24 hours a day. So, if it finally said, "Peace out, motherfucker," you know, I got a lot of use out of it. But I will, you know, because like the HDMI port stopped working. I've had to charge port with this particular one, because we live in the desert and everything is like metal flakes in the world, that magnet, you know, like when you drag a magnet and you pull all that ferrite material out, that iron, well, you shove it in there every time you plug that thing in, and eventually it builds up, and then the little pieces inside, you have to take an eraser like you did your old, you know, slot cars. Clean the little tracks off so they can get contact again.
But, so yeah, that one's, that's been some, some highly abused hardware over the times. I can't tell you how many times it's thermal throttle with me sitting outside and it just goes beep and shuts down because it's overheated. So, I have no respect for hardware. like Rourke and I were talking about last night, this is our hot rods. Like, my generation that, and me and Rourke, that's our hot rod, you know, where we put our spare income and our, you know, like, that's more than I've ever paid for a car. And you know how much I love cars. Well, I can't say that. I was pressured into buying a car once that was a new car that we ghost signed under my grandfather that I made payments on till he passed away, and then they came and repossessed it because I told them that he passed away. And they're like, well, we'll just come get the car. I'm like, okay. I didn't like that thing that much anyway. Went and drove a $175. Oh, man. So, I was telling Rourke, I said, man, I wish Linux would finally grow up. It's like been the longest growing teenager. He says, yeah, the only problem with that, he says, he goes, you get a problem and good luck. He says, there's like a million different people working on the thing, so sometimes it's hard to find the problem. He says, I usually, with that, just format and reinstall. I say, hey, that's my Windows solution. Yeah, because I was thinking about this box here. I was like, if I find a virus on that thing, I'm going to format that drive and just, you know, install fresh. So I've got Windows 10 on that also, but I was like, you know what? I don't feel like messing with all that crap. But I realized that I could put with that new Threadripper chip that's coming out with the 16 cores and 32 threads. I was like, shit, this thing's only a quad core. You could set up a virtual machine that was a PC and a virtual machine that was a Mac and a virtual machine that was a Steam box and have hardware, have the same bandwidth of hardware for each one of those systems because it has enough PCI lanes and everything else that you could have a Hackintosh, a Windows 10 machine and a Steam box all running in one box and still have processor overhead that you weren't using. I was like, then that way when fucking Windows does something, I just shut that process off and it's gone. Next time it starts up, it's a brand new set of Windows. He says, yeah, there's a lot of headache with that. And I said, I know. I said, the only Linux I'm really going to mess with right now is on some Arduino boards for little projects and stuff. Like her face recognition doggy door. I'll have to get a little begging strip that'll go out there, and then I'll record her voice so that when she's gone, it can go, Sammy, you want a begging strip? you know what? We should, fuck, that doesn't have Wi-Fi card. I would say if I had a Wi-Fi card, we could test out the LTE hotspot and see if we could play Players Unknown through my Wi-Fi off my phone. Because that thing don't have no Wi-Fi. No Wi-Fi for you. No Wi-Fi for you. feels so 90s without internet. Well, at least we got a big stack of movies in the CD rack. I bet you half those things wouldn't even fucking play nowadays. I should just grab them, throw them in this.
They'll play on the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
That thing will play anything you throw in it, even if you take some scratched-ass old CDs and throw it in there. It may not play all the songs, but it'll bump around and play the majority of what it can. Those lasers.
Yeah, I forget that this...
Now. I mean, you know, lasers, so.
Rourke was saying... The he goes, another argument for consoles. Yep. And I said, and mobile devices, you know, because especially, you know, he said there's another argument for the closed environment of the iPhone. He says, I don't want to have to screw with my mobile tech on top of everything else.
Oh shit, that's funny.
Trolling around the internet liking things.
Liking things.
Oh shit. I'm friends with my dad now. Oh man.
Interwebs, you're so funny. New this fall. Stuff and things.
Yeah, guess what? No internet access when you don't plug a cable into the back of you. I think for... I'm just going to keep you offline until you need some interwebs, and I'll plug it into you and then unplug it. That's how you keep it clean, keep it offline. Waverivation Wednesday was an interesting day.
Oh, no chicken dinner on Thursday.
Well, I guess we can go install that wall wrap. Actually, I didn't even clean the wall yet. I need to clean that wall first. Should go swim it, man, before they close that pool up. Oh, wait, you're still recovering from your exposure of sun. Yeah, Rourke and I were talking about how here in New Mexico, we don't have that atmosphere to scatter the sun, and we're at almost a mile high, so it's just like, he's making sunbeams from heaven.
And yet we survive.
Yeah.
I'm amazed we're not all black.
I know, right? Wow. That's because we hide in our little domiciles a lot.
Where do we work?
Yeah, work in a little box. Work in a box. Work in a box. Yeah, the natives that ran around here, they were definitely a lot darker. You carry a lot, like the Hopi and the Navajo and the Mescaleros, they all have much darker skin. But they lived in the environment. We pretend to live in the environment. Hey, let's build a bunch of boxes over here and pretend to play. Like, look at how nice the view is from inside my window. And then we go into windows. We're like, look, I got 10 of them now. I remember when it was just 3.1. I could barely look at that little sliver of the one. I'm like, oh, there's some world out there. Back when hardware sang to itself for dinner. I'm sending you some data.
Printers.
Oh man.
You know, I skipped the whole dot matrix printer. I got the first inkjet printer that did 720. And it looked photographic from day one. It was a $760 printer. And they said, do you want to buy the insurance for an additional $45? I said, hell yeah, I do. Because what they didn't know is I had a 60-page book I needed to print out, and I needed to print about 15 copies of that thing over and over while I was proofing this thing, trying to get this project done. It was my first big project. And again, my project paid for all my hardware. It was a... I got paid in... Let me see, that was 93. I got $4,000. That was a lot of fucking money. My first project, $4,000.
Fucking gas was like fucking buck.
Oh, 98 cents. Yeah. 89. So my very... Well, my very first project was... I'll buy a computer for you to use if you can do my bookkeeping for my 5 years of procrastination that I didn't do all the bookkeeping on 5 businesses and 4 rentals. And man, did I learn how to punch a 10 key. That was my, let me see, we had a Packard Bell. A Packard Bell 486DX66. That thing was a monster. Everybody was running 386s. But my friend Bob Bowman, he retired from PG&E, and he goes, I get a new dump truck load of money every month, so I just got to figure out what to do with it. He says, and if you got money like that, he says, then you just buy the newest shit. He goes, if you don't, you buy as much as you can get at the time, and don't look back. Because he says, there's 3 kinds of computers. Those that are obsolete, those that are on the drawing board, and those that are in the thoughts of men. So he said, get the best piece of obsolete hardware you can afford at the moment. And this was in the 90s. I remember sitting there going over it, because Bob was like, he was my old tech guy friend that... He got the computer magazines and shit like that. And I remember seeing a article, and it was the very first article I ever saw on the DVD, the digital versatile disc. Most people don't even know what the fuck DVD stands for. And I remember them talking about the capacity that it was going to have. And this is during the time when a gigabyte was $1,200. And it was just then available that you could get a 1 gig drive. And I remember Bob had one, and I was like, holy cow, what are you going to do with all that space? And now my phone has 128 gigabytes on it. That just that right there, 128 times 1,200.
Not to mention all the other stuff.
Oh, forget about all the other tech in it. Yeah. I'm saying just hard drive space. Yeah. You know, and then if you look at the memory, the 4 gigabytes, that's 4,000 megabytes. Back then, a megabyte of memory would have been... that would have been about $120. So 4,000 times $120. That's why when you keep that perspective and you have little outages like this where we're not having internet it makes you realize, holy crap, you know, this is our oldest machine right here, and this is 1,000 times more powerful than what my Pentium 90 megahertz machine was. And that's the little crappy one that no one, did, you know, we don't do anything on anymore.
Nothing with any of them
because
we ain't got no internet.
I'm gonna go fire up my VR. I don't need internet for that. After I fire up another bolt, pop goes the weasel. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. Your ghetto internet. After 16 hours of scanning all of my computers, first with the Windows stuff, found no viruses, then with the special tool sneaker netted over by the Rourke, found nothing after scanning every single hard drive we have. Tried to reset the router multiple times. The password would not work from it, and I, as a last ditch effort, showed it some gratitude. And it popped online. And I don't think it was ever a problem on our site to start with. I think it was just something. I don't know what that was. It was the universe saying, take a boss.
Last week I came out here and I'm of course half asleep, you know, and I plopped down in my chair and all of a sudden I'm like, whoa, what? Because it feels completely different. It's bigger, you know, and it's softer, you know, it has that flesh. You know, this is my Christmas gift a few years back. And when it leans back along, you know, which is really nice, except that I'm so weak in my legs now to try to get the stand gun thing back in. Is like, what the heck? It was making, I swear to God, I could feel my muscles and my stomach from using my legs to close it.
It was so funny. Marcy was over yesterday afternoon because she had a doctor's appointment, I guess it was, yesterday.
Now, Marcy's a mom of baby.
The one that's expecting. And she came over and Big Layla came over. And it was really funny because Layla and RJ wanted to play games and stuff.
See how it closes our, does the bells and the lights and all that. See if it closes up.
And anyway, he said, you want to play, Marcy? No. And my couch, it's supposed to have the electric thing where both ends go.
Right.
But the motor, it has gone out and one side is broken. There was a part that, because it got stuck out.
Oh, I remember that one.
And I was trying to get it back in, and it just wouldn't. So I had to take this one part out. I never have gotten it fixed. It broke right after, it seemed like right after Ed passed away. But anyway, she said, Mom, I just want to lay back. I said, well, just lay down on the couch. No, the couch is too hard. I just want to, I'm like, what do we find? I want to recline. I said, okay, go to the other end. That's the one that will recline. No, we can get closed if you push it, but anyway, so, because she could not get comfortable. No, Mom, I don't want to lay down. I don't want to. So she got in that recliner, and then we couldn't get back up.
Oh, no, that ain't going to pull her out.
Then it was time that, because she kind of laid back, and she said, yeah, this feels good. And so
just
we
leave me here until the baby comes.
She said, I feel good now, okay. So she kind of took a little nap, I guess. I don't know. anyway, just playing. So when it got time to go, she said, Jonathan's texting, he's hungry. I guess we better go home. He wants to grill out. And so she said, well, I'll take RJ home and you'll go to the grocery store. Because Layla's staying with her right now. Layla and RJ. Well, we were trying to get her out of there. Because it, you know, the Buckies don't work now.
Right,
the motor is not. And she doesn't she's trying to take her legs and it won't work.
It's like power steering. When it goes out, it's harder to maneuver.
Yeah, she didn't have the strength to push it back. RJ went and he grabbed underneath and he pulled it out like that.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, yeah, okay. So then trying to get her up, it was like, I said, okay, let's just push.
We're going to call 911 to get you up.
We'll just push the feet thing down.
Yeah.
You know, we'll put that way, that'll raise you up. But it was so funny watching her try to get out of that thing with this
big
old belly.
You should have recorded it.
And so, anyway, I said, what does the doctor say about this baby? How big is this baby? He said, between 8 and 9 pounds.
Oh, my God.
And I said, are you kidding me? This baby's going to be between 8 and 9? I said, my little baby's didn't even hit 70.
Oh,
I said, the doctor's estimating between 8 and 9 pounds. And I said, oh, my God.
Yeah, baby. Oh, God, does she plan on doing it natural birth?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, but it's so funny because it took so long to have babies. So long. I'm thankful it was wrong because I was just scared to death.
I think, to have a baby.
The idea is like, there ain't no fucking way that a baby. How does that work? No.
My first one took a long time, too.
So they finally, you know, when I heard the doctor, I was in there from Wednesday till he's born Monday. And I remember the doctor finally said, well, we're going to have to take him by C-section because she's dehydrated. And as soon as I heard C-section, I was like, thank God they'll put me to sleep. I won't have any more pain. I'll wake up and have this cute little bundle of joy, and I relax, and I ain't shitting you. Within 15 minutes last night, I was there.
I'm surprised they let you go
Oh, my God, I swear that was back in 73. You know, they gave me a washcloth to fucking suck on. But they would let you smoke cigarettes in the hospital. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I believe it.
I smoked the first cigarette ever in my life in front of my mother when I was at the Benz.
Wow.
Because I was laying there here, and I knew she wasn't going nowhere until this baby was born.
Yeah.
And I wanted a cigarette so bad. And they were in my little nightstand right there. And I said to Mom, I'm thinking to myself, here I am, 21 years old, laying in the hospital, having a baby. If I can't smoke in front of my mom now, I can never smoke in front of my mom. So I said, Mom, I'm sorry, but I've got to have a cigarette. She said, where are they? And she pulled them out and she even lit it for me.
Wow.
First cigarette I ever had in front of my mom.
Wow.
But anyway, so here he comes, right? Boom. Well, then the next baby, Tommy, was born also on a Monday. And he was like, my birthday's the 11th, his the 14th. So he came just right after my birthday. And I remember I woke up that morning and went to the bathroom and thought, something's not, you know, I'm getting ready, I think, here. So I went to the hospital and my water broke. And I had him like by 5 o'clock, but the doctor came in all day because they induced my labor. I didn't have any pains, but I had the mucus thing had broken. And so the doctor, they put that shit that starts your labor, right? Oh, God. Within a half hour, I can remember why I didn't said I would never do this again, you know, because you forget the pain after you have the baby, right?
Yeah, you do.
And then, you know, here it comes, and you're like, oh, my God, this is why I said I would never do this again. Oh, shit. You know?
I've never got induced. I've never had a spinal.
But this doctor, I begged him throughout my whole pregnancy. I said, I'm telling you right now, I'm a wuss. I do not like pain. I will beg you for drugs. So I just want to let you know that I'm going to try to do this natural, you know. So no matter what I say, don't give me nothing, right? And I made him promise me all this time. And then he would come in throughout the day to see me during his office hours. And he said, well, are we going to have that baby during the office hours, or are you going to make me come back here in the middle of the night, you know? And I said, and I concentrate on every daggum labor pain to relax and, you know, and I actually could feel him slipping, you know, that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so doctor comes in at 5 o'clock after his office closed. Well, are we ready to have this baby today? And they took me in the delivery room, and he goes, you know, I'll tell you what, Bev, he says, I can give you one little shot, and you won't feel any pain. And this, you know,
that's all he had to say, man. I'm like, bring it on, bring it on. And they gave me that spinal, and I swear to God, Kathy, it felt just like they set me down in a nice, warm, from the toes up, just tingle, 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 warm, no pain, nothing. I got to see, there's a big ass mirror there, so I got to feel Vince be born.
Wow. You mean Tommy?
I got to see Tommy.
Oh, you felt me and saw Tommy?
Saw Tommy.
There was something about the idea.
And did like this, you know?
Yeah.
And I bled like one day.
Wow.
With Vince, I bled like for a week, you know?
Yeah.
But I had stitches with him too.
Wow.
And you know what? Because I had the spinal, I couldn't feel nothing, right?
Yeah.
The doctor didn't tell me he was getting ready to cut me, you know, an episiotomy. And I coughed, and he goes, oh my God, girl, I almost cut you in the asshole.
Wow, that was crazy.
He said, you should let me know when you're going to go. I said, I couldn't even feel the contractions anymore. The nurses had their hands on my stomach, and they would say, well, she's getting out
of here. Well, I felt them cut me with one of them. I mean, usually they would just dead and
dead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I
don't
feel feeling. I had so much other pain, I didn't feel
even
that.
John, it's funny because I had my water broke.
You taking off from the lake or what?
Because I remember we were at the dinner table and I was feeding everybody.
You
and
knew.
One of the kids spilt milk or something. And I was bent over trying to clean up the spilt milk.
All right.
And
I'm
my water
grab
broke.
Something.
So, anyway, I called the doctor and told her my water broke, and she said, well, when you start having pains, go on to the hospital. Midnight, still no pain. No pain at all. So I'm going, okay. So about 2 o'clock in the morning, I said, you suppose I ought to go on out to the hospital? Because by that time, I was even my hand with the...
Oh, yeah?
King Kong. You can find Guardians of the Galaxy 2 now. It's out for sale. So is Baywatch.
I lost Baywatch.
Oh, man. I'm tired. Fucking jackass.
And so,
I was a solid 24 hours to get that crap back online.
You know, of course, my husband's out. They won't let him in the labor room. And I kept saying, why can't he come in? Nobody else is in here. You know, at least have somebody sick.
I've been up and asleep so many times since then. I scanned this thing yesterday. It took 4 hours for the Defender scanner. Mike's took 4 hours. And then he spent like 3 hours or whatever scanning the other one. We didn't find crap. And then Rourke gets a specific tool for us for some old ass virus. We ran it on every single machine, every single drive. It searched a million files plus. Oh, there ain't nothing there. Please fill out our survey. All for a 50-20 connection.
So anyway, so they got really hard, really fast.
But.
And so I was hollering, I think somebody.
I have better firewall settings, Dell.
You know, I said, I think I'm having this baby because I can feel it starting.
Compared to what I have, man, I was like standing on the corner.
Now.
Yeah, it's working now.
And I said,
I was afraid Vince is going to blow out the window.
And I said, I think you better come now. So, a few minutes later, here comes this nurse. And and she said, this baby's on the way. I already see the head frowning. And I said, I told you. Well, they said, hold that doctor, because their doctor's not here.
Thank you for getting
hold that
all
other
the effort
doctor.
You put in to get that up and going again.
The other doctor delivered the baby.
I know it's probably more important to you than it is me, but...
Man,
we we were just talking about that too.
I guess somebody didn't.
He's talking about all the time and stuff that he's went through to find absolutely nothing wrong with any of the devices or their eyes.
The only thing I found was that we had crappy firewall settings.
Much less that
he never even had to call him or contact him, did you?
No.
And she said,
no.
When I have a patient that walks into this hospital,
but
I damn
with,
well make a phone call.
Yeah.
And she said, our heads are
going to
start rolling.
Oh, well, I'll give this some other services because
we should be able to get better than a 50-20 for that price.
Was reaming them up one
so
side, down the other for her.
A 50-20 connection, 50 down, 20 up.
Well, you know, they kept telling me I had this blind nurse.
No, our thing is a 50-20.
And bless her heart, every morning when
that's
she
what it shows on the mother.
Are you still here? You know, and I was like, yeah.
When I did a speed test, it's in the mid-40s. But the actual speed they give you is 50.
I thought that's what I was having,
but compared to
so I'm trying to
gigabit,
them, I think I am having, and they're like, no,
50
don't know.
Or 1,000. Which is bigger? All right, we're going to fill up your swimming pool. I got this straw or 15 fire hoses. Which would you like to use? I just stick the straw up my ass. It'll get done
eventually. Sometimes.
Oh,
that,
man.
And it's like, what do you mean, stop pushing? Well, stop pushing. We got to get, you know, the doctors. And I said, I can't stop pushing. I mean, how do you stop
See,
pushing?
That's where the body itself takes over, and you are having
yeah.
this baby, whether
well,
you want to or
not. Well, that doctor came
running
in, and that was that, man. That doctor came running in because they said, we're catching the other doctor because your doctor
got I swear when Anna was born, Vince's little girl, when her head came out, it's the first baby, the only baby I've ever seen actually up front because
yeah.
of personal born, you know. And when her little head came out, the doctor turned her head toward us
yeah.
as she wiped her face. And I swear to God, she looks a spitting image of her mama. I mean, I've never seen a baby that looked like either parent instantly. There's the rest of the body.
Right, yeah. I got to see
well, I was
going to
ask you, how did you plan on
mm-hmm.
I typed in my own password as a last ditch effort.
Typed in what?
My own password. Instead of the one that was on the box.
Gratitude.
I just threw some gratitude at it.
I saw that. I was like, oh God, I think seahorse has been so cool.
Yep.
Yeah,
and I was like,
just,
how many times I tried to reset that damn thing?
Yes, like hundreds of seeds.
Yeah, 2 days without internet.
But the women lay the eggs. But
yeah,
the
we basically could have just said, yeah, okay, whatever, and it would have probably been just fine. But we found that our firewall wasn't set up as good as it should have been, so Lord helped me set that.
They're so smart, you know. And then they come back and hope that the father has been able to keep it warm enough that it didn't, you know.
Yeah.
I saw a whole documentary on that.
It's
goodness.
So funny because that's why I
wow,
like
that's
watch
big.
That movie. What's that Disney movie? Penguin. About the penguin.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that because the father lets the egg roll out once.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, that's what's wrong with him. Yeah, but the egg rolled. That's why he's a
that is a cute, the cartoon one is really cute.
Yeah.
I like the music from it. What's the one, the zookeeper you're talking about? Who's that? What's that about? I heard
Zookeeper's
it
wife, it's about World War II. And this woman is married to a Nazi, but she works for a zoo, and in that zoo, she's hiding Jews.
Oh, yeah, I heard
something. And there's, supposed to be based on the true story. I've seen the ads for it, but I haven't seen the movie. But, you know,
they're making
really
a Gremlins 3 movie.
I didn't get to see it when it was
really?
Theater,
yeah, they finished the script and everything for it. It's going to be, I can't wait to see what that's going to be like.
What do you think about the Paris?
I just saw that. And the last I saw the report, it was like 13 dead and over 50 injured.
Yeah, I didn't know how many
were just in Barcelona a couple of years ago.
Mom always does that.
Like,
I was just through there like 15 years ago.
It's like, just through there.
Just through there.
It seems like yesterday.
Just tomorrow.
I was like, no,
does this person have anybody that was with them?
That's what I was
Were they all shopping alone? Or
that's what I wondered, because some people had people with them.
Yeah.
But others were just laying there. People
by
were
themselves.
Just walking
and I was like, oh my God. You know, and they said he went like 7 city blocks. That's a long way.
Really? I didn't hear that, but that is.
And it was just crowded because it's
a
tourist time route.
It was like, that was crazy. I was just through there. I don't remember that being there. When was the last time we were through there? 1902?
Now, this guy in Charlottesville,
oh, yeah. Well, maybe that's
right.
I don't remember any of that stuff being there.
At a different angle where he had slowed down and this group of guys with clubs and everything came to his car and was beating the hell out of his car, and he just took
all right,
that
man.
Out of hell.
Well,
at least you complaining, right?
So. Yeah. I'll be back online.
Well, you know,
unless work blocked me out.
And they would find fucking something wrong.
I truly believe there was wrong on both sides.
Oh, yes, totally.
He said there was, but they don't want
to
listen.
And they warned people before not to, that there possibly could be violence inside this place. Why would they even give people like that permits? Because
what
of the freedom of speech thing.
But the thing about it is,
you
can
say what you want, but you have to be responsible for what comes out of your mouth.
And the thing about it is, what bothers me, is it's a, they said, well, you have the protesters that were protesting against the KKK and all that. But a lot of them were just as wrong and doing just as much of the
thing.
They're
both bad against
the
bad.
The alt left, the alt right, and that's what he was saying. And these statues that they keep wanting
this
to pull down.
This is so ridiculous. I mean,
he said, as Trump said, what is it next? Are we going to take down Thomas Jefferson?
Yeah,
Washington. Yeah, they all own
slaves.
Are we
going to destroy the White House that was built by slave labor?
Some of it was, but not all of it. But the thing about it is,
that is
they do
house.
Not know anything. He followed him into the Civil War, which many of the slaves did on the Confederate side. They followed their masters
and
into war.
Them.
And, yes.
Wow.
And so, they are not. I read something today about a church, Robert E. Lee. First of all, he went to West Point with Grant. Robert E. Lee was top of his class. Grant was at the bottom. Same class. He did not want his state to succeed, but he loved his state, and when it did, he felt like he couldn't leave his state. That was his family home. That's the only reason that he, you know, he had to fight for. And what people don't understand, a lot of the Civil War was not fought for slavery. It was fought for states' rights.
See, I never liked history growing up, but my mother used to say, I said, what do I care what happened 100 years ago?
Because it's bound to
repeat
itself.
She said, because, yes, you have to know what happened. You know
past.
Why you're where you're at today and what's going to happen in the future if you repeat what this
even
happened.
Condoleezza Rice says,
yeah.
We're trying to sanitize and destroy history
yeah.
without
yeah.
realizing what it was all about. We need to look at where we were then
we
and how
to be
far
able to bring
we've
our
come
children
now.
Yes, and say, look
and
what
say,
happened back then.
Yes,
for us to be able to look where we
yeah,
are today.
And look where we are today.
Yes, exactly.
And that's what bothers me.
And they're allowing it. What the fuck is going on
in this country? It's like the mayor of New Orleans saying, we'll get rid of all these statues and then we'll have a much more peaceful state.
Oh, shit. I think the president should stand up and say, you know what?
Their crime rate has gotten even worse.
This is ridiculous. Yes. It's no statues being removed.
Well, then let's remove all the others like
Martin Luther King. Like they're doing with the sanctuary cities. Stopping their funding. You don't
yeah.
want to obey the law, then
yeah.
fine. You
come
don't
on.
Get
these
no federal funds.
Places. And
yeah.
and it just, people don't know their history. And all they look at is, well, they were slave owners. Sorry.
They said nobody alive today has ever been
a slave
or owned a slave. So
look how far we've come.
Right. That was our relatives.
And that's not us. That was a different time, a different era.
It was not internet.
And if you really want to go back there, let's go to the Greeks and the Romans and
let's go back and live like they lived then and see what you missed from today.
Shall we take down the pyramids? The pyramids
exactly,
were
as well, yeah.
Come on, and the Israelites were held as slaves.
Where does it end? Yeah.
Where does it end? If we're going to take down everything that represents slavery all over the world.
Yeah. What about all the sex slavery shit that's going on right in front of our damn face?
And
nobody talks about that.
And there's a lot
of pedophilia thing.
And there are still countries in Africa. Because they were different tribes.
I mean, that was going on way back then too.
I think
America is waking up slowly but surely. Even the Democrats are starting to see. There was a tweet I saw last night where this guy named like 7 things that Trump has done in the 6 months, and created 1 million jobs, signed health debt thing, military, upgraded our military, like 7 things that he's done in 6 months, 7 months. What president has ever accomplished what he has accomplished with the resistance that he has had to, like walking a freaking blizzard entire time that he's been a president so far.
But it just annoys me no end. At least, they're mad because he didn't stand up right away.
They never said shit about Obama not saying terror anything. We could never say the terrorist word.
Obama, remember how he blamed all the cops for this kid was a criminal. That could have been my son and blah blah blah. And it was proven the kid was a criminal.
Yeah.
And he was shot trying to grab the cop's gun.
Self-defense.
And so, that's what gets me. Obama would jump on it before even knowing any of the facts. And
media would spread it out there.
Spread it out there because Obama said
that was another thing to the people. He's not having to go through a news reporter that twisted
everything
he said and spit it out.
And then they're going to put their own opinion on it.
And the fact that he still does rallies like he's campaigning for president. And he still fills daggum convention centers wherever he goes. And this month, at the end of this month, he's going to be in Phoenix.
And they're pissed off now because the White House is being refurbished. And so he's out playing golf.
He's working every single day from there. He's not playing golf.
I thought, how many times did Obama...
The Democrats are so out of ammunition. They are digging and scraping the bottom of the barrel.
They are nitpicking every little thing.
Yes, they do, because they have nothing. They have no platform to run on.
Of course, the White House was falling apart, and he's refurbishing it because it needed it.
Yeah, and he put back stuff that Obama had removed.
Right.
From the Oval Office and stuff like that.
Right, he did. He's restoring history. Right, absolutely. And
while he's running the government. They say he only sleeps about 3 or 4 hours a night. That's all he ever has. That's all he needs, But I mean, to go to bed with the weight of the world on your brain and to wake up with that every day, that must be what just drives him. And he's so passionate about our country and the American people that he's trying to bring back we the people who runs this place. We do, not these fat cats up here that have had a job for 50 freaking
years.
And
they're living off of our
what's her name, Maxine Waters, lives in a multi-million dollar on a $130,000 whatever yearly salary. How does that work?
Yeah, we know.
I love Judge Jeanine Pirro. On Saturdays, I watch. Oh my God, that woman. She is so powerful because she's Trump, first of all, pro-Trump. But she has a show on Saturday nights. She's a retired judge, I guess.
All right.
That's enough politics. I'm gonna go race some VR. Talk to y'all later.
Hey Vincent, hope you're having a great day in New Mexico. It's taken me like 36 hours to realize this because I got all caught up in all the awesome racing talk that we've been sharing back and forth the last day or so. But I want to talk about the creation of the symbol that you mentioned. The ancient alchemist symbol for silver, the double triangles, and how the 3x3 is 27, and all of those little interesting facts. I heard you reciting all this. I was like, yeah, it's cool. But the one that blew my mind, right towards the end, and you said, it's like a double A for Aloistic Artist. And I don't know, that hit home more than all the other little sort of nuggets of information for me. I was like, whoa, that's amazing. And the funny thing is, as you were talking about it, drawing all these triangles in your sketchbook, I did it as well, because I wanted to figure it out. And just as I did it, you said the double A. You said the fact that it was double A for Aloistic Artist, and it was just that little exact moment of synergy, just as you described the exact moment of the call-in timer being at 27 when you mentioned it. It was such a cool moment, and I think that's what blew my mind. But anyway, I just want to tell you about that, because, hey, life isn't all about race cars, even though most of the time I think it is.
Hello, thank you for stopping by and saying hi. I really do appreciate it, and I enjoy your channel as well. I'm very interested in seeing what's up and coming, and yeah, I'm so sorry for the late response. Things have been a little wild lately, but thank you so much.
What was that, Aya? Huh? You want to say thank you? Thank you for the call-ins? Yeah. Huh, Aya? Meow.
Oh, yeah, it's a pretty sunset, huh? With the light behind the clouds. Exactly. That was exactly what I was going to say. Do you hear the hummingbirds? They were chirping in the top of the tree. That's cool that you were drawing the triangles while I was speaking of them. That the connection to the ancient alchemist symbol of silver, and the fact that silver that I had been so attracted to, that ended up being the same symbol. It just was icing on the cake that when I came to Aloistic Artists, it also fit. And kitty cat's happy. Oh, what an interesting little few days. And no worries on it taking time to get back to me, because time does not exist in Aloistic. I allow time to flow by, but I don't really mark it. Like, I know today's Thursday because Blaze and Hero came over. Otherwise, I wouldn't know what day it was or care. The only time I really check is if I want to know what the energy of the day is, but I do not observe the Gregorian calendar, because it doesn't have any energy behind it. It's just a time and place type of a thing. I look at the Mayan Zolkin, because it is a pattern. It shows what the pattern of the energy is for the day. And so the day has 13 hours to it, and the hours have 13 minutes, and each of those are part of the Zolkin sign, from unity being one through ascension being 13. And every person born, the day that you were born is the energy you chose to manifest in your life to show you your challenges and your strengths. And I was born on understanding wind. 12 is the number of understanding. And wind is my sun sign. And it was so fascinating, because when I first read that, and I read the description about it, it said that many people may find me fickle because I tend to blow like the wind from idea to concept to concept. And then the understanding, the number 12 that shows up in it, that energy says that I have the ability, or I will find the ability, to pull together very disconjointed concepts and ideas and be able to put them together as a new thought or new idea. And it was fascinating, and it rang my little heartstrings. So that's where I check in on time now and then, to see what the time is in the where I is, in the now I be. And I'm getting ready to jump in VR, but I had to check and see. I had some stations I wanted to listen to before I did that, and it's just, oh, it's one of those absolutely gorgeous, 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 gorgeous days. So when it's this beautiful, there's no need to go into VR. It's need to go outside and sit and enjoy the pond and the reflection on the green vine with all of its little thousands of beautiful blossoms.
Hey, Aloistic. This is an amazing conversation. I don't know your friend. I'll have to find his channel, or if you can direct me to it. I'm not sure if you remember me. It's been so damn long since I've got on Anchor, and don't know why I let time get away from me. But it's nice to hear your voice. It's nice to hear how dug in you are into Anchor, and how everything has been going here. It's massively different platform than it was a year ago. So hopefully I can stay on top of this. I'm gonna keep paying attention to your stuff, man. But it sounds like things are going well for you, and it's always good to hear positivity and everything that you're talking about here.
Greetings and salutations, kind sir. Yes, I do recall you. And it has been some time indeed, indeed. And absolutely, Anchor is another world away from... Last time you were here to play was V1. Ooh, you got some fun. Lots of difference. You waited a good time, though, because now with the podcasts and all the other stuff and the little chime-in and talks, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool indeed. Thanks for stopping by, man. And my friend there does not have a station. He just comes over and hangs out with me. So, yeah. Yo quiero mi aloistic fin, si. Baila conmigo. Dance with me. Your Spanish for the day. Boy, howdy, he's listening to the Aloistic FM show right here on Anchor.fm, one of them fancy fangled apps on them phones. Them ones that got the eyes on them.